fire. We are the temple, you are the voice. We are your song, you are our God. We are your people, you are the light. We stand in awe.
Hallelujah. Women Speak Now, hosted by Pastor Ann Collins.
Praise the Lord and welcome to Women Speak Now. My name is Pastor Ann Collins, and I will be your host starting this week on every second Thursday of the month. And so it's a blessing and an honor and a privilege to be asked to participate in the Now Network. And I thank Pastor E for even thinking of me and giving me that opportunity. Amen. And so I'm glad to be here. It's always a privilege and an honor to be able to speak to the people of God and to be able to just share a message with you that God put into my spirit. And so we're going to go ahead, and I'm going to give you the scriptures where I'm going to be coming tonight, and then we'll pray and go ahead and get into the word. Amen. So I'm going to be coming out of Luke, the 8th chapter, and we're going to be starting at verse 5, and we'll read down to verse 15. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and pray. Lord, Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you. Lord, we just want to say thank you for breathing the breath of life into us one more time. Lord, and we just want to give you all the glory and the honor. Lord, we know that we couldn't get up without you. So, Lord, we just want to thank you for just allowing us to be here and to give us one more chance. One more chance to be in your presence, Lord. One more chance to, as long as we have breath in our body, one more chance to get it right, Lord God. One more chance that if it's something that is unpleasing unto you, for us to correct it, Lord God. And so, Lord, we just ask that you speak to us. Lord, remove any of my flesh, and Lord, let your words come through me so that it can minister to the people of God. And Lord, I ask that you just be with us. Keep us blessed within this hour as we go out over the airways. Lord, we ask that you minister to your people, Lord God. Lord, we ask that you send deliverance, Lord God. Lord, we ask that you send peace, Lord God. Lord, we ask that you open their hearts, Lord God, and give us an understanding of your word. And all these things we ask in your name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. And so we're going to be starting again, I want to say, at Luke, the 8th chapter, and I'm going to be starting to read at the 5th verse, amen. And so I'm reading out of the King James Version. If you have a different version, it may sound slightly different, amen. And so Luke, the 5th chapter, and it reads, "A sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away, because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it, and choked it. And others fell on good ground, and sprang up and bare fruit in 100-fold. And when he had said these things, he cried, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." And his disciples asked him, saying, "What might this parable be?" And he said unto you, "It is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand." Now the parable is, the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil, and taketh away the word out of their heart, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they, which when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they, which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience. Amen. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. And so we see in 5 it says, a sower went out to sow his seed, and he sowed. And he begins to talk about where the different seeds fell. So we know that the sower in this parable was Jesus Christ. And he was talking about sowing the word. And he said as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and they were trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. So we know those that fell by the wayside are those, when we look at the times today, you know, we see it that not everyone wants to follow the Lord. So we see that in our times now today that we look out and you know, we know we have different family, loved ones, friends, and different people that at one point were in the church, but now it seems like that's the furthest thing from their mind that they are not thinking about the Lord. So those are those that fell by the wayside. You know, where people get just sidetracked, and the furthest thing, you know, they believe it's to Jesus. They know it's a God. But with all the different things that they have going on in their life, that they're just not at that point where they're willing or even want to try to serve him. And we see a lot of that in the world. Look at all the things, you know, you see it. When we look on our news class, it seems like that we're in a point where there's just a lot of lawlessness. People are just in a state where it's like they have a reprobated mind and they've been turned over. We see where we have things like all the school shootings and like the devil is just running rampant and nobody is even thinking about Christ. So we know those. A lot of those people are people that know, heard the word, but they're just not concerned with anything about serving Jesus. Amen. And so it says, some fell up on a rock. As soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. Amen. And so that's the bad. You know, when we, you know, those are the ones that fell on the rock. If you look at 13, it explains it a little bit more in depth. They on the rock are they, which when they hear, they receive with joy, but they have no root, which for a while they believe, and in a time of temptation fall away. And so we have to be careful that we don't fall into that where the word of God hits us and it falls on the rock, where we hear the word and we are excited and it only lasts for a moment. You know, we have to be careful with those things today where we go and we hear different prophecies that we get a jump message, but it doesn't take root. It doesn't bring about a change in the person's life. There's no repentance. Where we get a word of joy and we say we believe, you know, we just had Easter Sunday. And, you know, with me being, I was born, I was a pastor's daughter, and I spent the majority of my young life in church. And so, you know, I've seen it, you've probably seen it. Every Easter we would, all of the family would come home, everybody. And one of the things that, you know, that they were pleading, you know, you all need to give your life to Christ. Give your life to Christ. And on Easter, everybody had that good feeling. And, you know, I can remember a lot of us, we would go up, but it didn't take root. It didn't take root. Because when we went up and we confessed and we did the prayer, but there was no change. How many know that when you accept Christ, there has to be a change? Something in you has to take root. The word of God, when Bible says that it needs to take root, there has to be a change. There has to, you know, you can't get that good word and it just be a feeling and nothing changes in your life. You need the fruit, the evidence that you have met the Lord. Amen. So, you know, we get into that thing where we get a feel-good message where we say, you know, that sure was a good word. And we say that we're going to apply it. But by the time that we hear it and we wrote it down and it sounds good, and we walk out of the church, and as soon as the adversary hits us in a different way of what we thought, you know, we like, for instance, we say, well, I'm not going to get angry. I'm not going to get angry about this no more. I'm not going to get angry about, I'm going to just say, for instance, my husband said this, and I'm gonna do better. I'm not gonna be angry when he says this again. But see, how many know the devil? He'll turn around and come at it a different way. Now he won't use that husband, but he'll confront you in another way for you to show the anger. That person pull out in front of you, and there you go. As soon as that temptation comes. Oh, we raising sand, we angry, we upset. We're upset. Because why? Because we heard the word. We heard the good feeling. But we didn't pray and really let that thing take root in us. So we have to be careful that we don't let the word of God when it's given, hit us in that rocky place, that place that we get to feel good, but we don't really want to change. Amen. And so it said that some fell among thorns, sprang up with it, and it choked it. So we have to be careful when we get the word of God that we stand and we stay in it. Because what the thorns represent, all of the little things that, you know, once we, you know, we say, we sanctify, we've been filled with the Holy Ghost, and we know what to do. And, you know, we know that we should be praying. We know that we should be fasting. We know that we should be in the Word of God. We know, you know, the thorns, we know these things. We turn around and we let the little cares of life get in the way of us serving the Lord. And see, we get to the point where, you know, I mentioned prayer. We say that we're going to be dedicated. I'm gonna make sure I meet the Lord at 7 o'clock every morning. I'm going to make sure that I do this, and we have we have different things that we have promised that I know for me, I do, that I'll say, you know, I'm going to make sure that I try to do this. How many know every time that you make a commitment, here come those storms. Here comes life problems that come to distract you. And those things come to distract you and keep your mind discombobulated and keep you focused on everything else but what you promised the Lord. Everything that can tear you away from having a closer walk with Him. You sit down and try to read your Bible and to get focused, and the kids start acting up. So then you got to go see to them, or you say that I'm gonna pray at this time. Here comes this other distraction. You know, with there's all of the different things that become, and I'm just gonna say it, become an idol. We place them in a place where they become an idol in front of Jesus. Because anything that you have that stands in a place that separates you from Jesus Christ being Lord over your life is an idol. An idol, it can be your children, it could be your family, it could be your worldly possession, it could be just yourself not wanting to do different things that you should do. So we have to be careful that we don't let these things come up. You know, he said in 14, and that which fell among thorns are they that which when they have heard go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to perfection. See, when we get into this thing, the Lord is steady. We start out. I like this. I'm going to use this analogy, and it's kind of funny. I remember this growing up as a kid. My aunt was a gardener, a beautiful, you know, had one of the most beautiful yards I've ever seen. And people would come by, and I remember as a kid, going down, you know, I always wanted to be up under her. And I watched how she tended to that garden. And she cultivated that garden. She would make sure, even before she went out there to plant anything, she would make sure that the soil is right. She would make sure that at a certain time of year, she'd go out and put different things out on the ground. And then she would make sure that we sprayed it at a certain time. I would even watch, I would laugh because I would ask her, I would think it was funny as a little girl that she would talk to the, she would, as she was out there messing with the plants, she would sing to them. And she would be out there, I would be out there in the garden with her, and my aunt would be out there, she'd be praying and talking to the flowers and singing church songs. And I said, what are you doing? What are you doing, hey, Aunt? They can't hear you. And she would laugh and she said, yeah, they hear me. And it would be so funny that the plants would grow. I can even remember taking a plant down there to her that I had killed off, and she loved on that plant, care of it. And it came back to life. That's the same way that the Lord wants to love on us and take care of us and bring us back to life. But we have got to make sure that the soil, that the foundation is right. But the word has to hit. So we have to be founded in what? We need to be rooted in Jesus Christ. We got to get out of being rooted in ourselves. We got to get out of being rooted in what? You know, my pastor say, we got to, you know, because we need to know the Lord for ourselves. So I can't have 10 folks of religion. I cannot afford to just know the Lord through my pastor. I can't just afford to try to know the Lord through what my mama or my daddy said. I have to make sure that I meet Jesus and I mean it. And I want him for myself. He said that I have to love him more than I love anything else in this world. And then after I love him, how do I know that I'm starting to be good ground? Because that love that I have for Christ, that foundation I have for Christ, will start pouring over into my other relationships in my life. See, that's how we get to, he said that the last people, where we get down where he says, and they fell up on good ground and sprang up and bear fruit in 100-fold. I want to be that good fruit. I want to be able to bear fruit and not strange fruit. I don't want to be like the first three. I don't want to bear love sometimes and then the other day I'm bearing peaches. See, my aunt would have been strange when she went out there and she planted roses if tulips would have came up. See, that's strange. That's strange. We don't want to be strange fruit. If I want to be where my fruit speaks for itself. I don't want to be one day be loving, and you could say good things about me, but somebody else over on the other side of town could say, you know that Sister Ann sure is rotten. She mean. See, we have to be careful. I want to be that good ground. That good ground where I'm rooted, where my soil is right, where my foundation is rooted in Jesus Christ, where I allow, and I'm going to say that word again, where I allow the Holy Spirit to lead me and guide me. Because sometimes it's, we know what's right, but we get in the way. We overrule what the Holy Ghost that's within us is telling us to do and not to do. Because why? Cares get in the way, and we want to do things of our own. We don't want to let the Lord lead. We want to be in control. So we cannot afford to let the Lord be the Lord over my life, over my finances, but I'm not going to let the Lord be the Lord over my life or by my attitude. No, that's just me. That's just me. See, we have to be careful that we're not holding things back and trying to be in control. That's how we end up with corrupted soil. Because we haven't let God be God and let him take control and lead us and guide us in his way. And so how do you know the we need that word. We need that word in order for us to have good soil. We need that word down in us. You know, just like I laughed and I said I was talking about how she would go out and sing and talk to the plant. We gotta get back and be in right relationship and right fellowship with the Lord. That means that we gotta get back to, and even, you know, with even me, sometimes I notice that I'm like, man, I gotta get back and I gotta get this thing right. Because we have to say the devil ain't playing with us. He don't never get off of his game and get distracted away from what he's trying to do or what he's trying to do to corrupt us, but we get distracted. We allow other things to come before God. And so we have to make sure that we're staying vigilant in our prayer life so that soil can be right, so our hearts can be right, so that we, you know, when the word comes, that we can hear it, we can recognize it. When the Lord is speaking us, you know, that so we know his voice. So then if I know his voice, if we're actually spending that time on our own and making sure that our ground is right, then I don't have to worry about when somebody else come along and say something that's not biblical, that's not right, leading me astray. Why? Because I know him for myself. I've met him. I understand, you know, it's nothing wrong with, you know, people speaking into your life, but it's nothing like having a right relationship with the Lord yourself where he speaks to you. Who would want to have a relationship? And I know I don't want that. I don't want a relationship with, that's not a relationship if it's a one-way speaking. It's a one-way speaking. he speak to me, but I don't ever say nothing to him back. I don't ever tell him thank you. I forget to pray. And he steady calling me. But like us, the Lord, you know, he doesn't want us to perish. So he gives us chance after chance. And he steady beckons us. Come on. You know this ain't right. Come on. Come on back, my child. Come on. And, you know, but we get those cares, that we get those things that we put before him. We put before him that leads us into getting distracted, leads us, you know, away from him. And so, you know, I'm asking that the Lord reteal our soil. If it's something that's in us, or there's something that's in me that's not right, take it out. Take it out. See, that's one of the things that, you know, we have to have a heart of repentance. You know, where he already knows. He just waiting on us to confess that thing. And if we confess that thing and actually give it over to him, he can heal it. He can take it away. He can make changes. But we have to be in a point where we surrender those things to him. We have to give up. And you know what? Lord, I'm going to take my hand out of it, and I'm going to let you put your hands in it. I'm going to just let you put your hands in it. And I'm going to be worried about one thing. Instead of worried about my car, my job, my family, what's going on over here, why this person talking to me, why this didn't happen. If I focus on Christ, if I seek him first, if I seek him first, all of our other things will get taken care of. He already knows what we need. He already knows every need that we got. If, like you said, if he calls those little bitty birds, what more do you think he would do for you if you in a right relationship with him and you serving him? But we got to get ourselves and all those things out of our mind and out of the way and stay focused on him. What it says in the scripture, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct us. So we got to give up, get out of self, get back into right relationship with him, and let him lead and let him be the Lord over our lives. Let him do what he needs to do with us. Let him prune us. How they say it, how they used to go out there and take care of the flowers. Let him prune us. Let him give us the right water. Let him give us that living water. Because the water that we getting out here in this world and these half messages and different things that we focused on, we've gotten off track. We've gotten off track. Amen. So we're just asking that we get to be good ground. And how do we know that we have become good ground? My heart is right. My mind has been renewed. My mind ain't wandering all over the place and on other things. But I've allowed Christ to come into my mind and to renew it. Amen. So that's one of the things that we need to go back and ask the Lord. Lord, renew my mind. Renew my mind. Keep my mind. If there's any thoughts in my mind that are not of you, take those thoughts out of my mind and help me to keep my mind on Christ. How else do we know we're able to love one another? And not just people that love you, but we're able to show love to everybody. We can't be selfish and only thinking about ourselves. But he said that, how do we know? We should be able to show love to everyone around us and show them the love of Christ. How else do we know? We should, if you're wondering how do we, when we good ground, we're able to show all the fruits of the Spirit: patience, love, kindness. Amen. So I wanna make sure that I am that good ground and that I am following Him. Amen. Amen. And so we're going to go ahead, and I just wanted to share what the Lord had put on my heart with, you know, with the network, and, you know, to make sure everything that you do, everything that we do is rooted in Christ. Make sure that we allow Him to be the head of our life. And not in just some circumstances, but in all circumstances, that we make sure that we are honoring Him no matter what we're doing. If you opening up a business or you on your job, you should be working as to honor Him. If you talking to somebody, they ought to see Christ in you, in your walk, in your talk, in your relationships, you know. It has got to be rooted so that we can be that good ground. Amen. So I'm going to go ahead and, you know, I just wanted to share that. And I hope that it
Amen.
Was a blessing to you all. Amen.
Amen. Well, you blessed me, so I know there's plenty of others that have been blessed. But let's open the lines. Any comments for Pastor Ann this evening on this subject? And it's time for us to get right, church, and let's go home. Minister Carolyn, welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard with Pastor Ann.
Praise the Lord. Good evening, Pastor Ann, Pastor E. How are you both this evening?
Praise the Lord. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm so blessed and highly favored.
Amen.
This is really good stuff for me tonight because I feel like I'm going in the Lord like daily, like for real, and it's ironic how this scripture like touched me and to be quite honest, up until now, I felt like I went through all of that. I fell by the wayside. I was the thorn. I was the one upon the rock. I was, but everybody that sold into me, I know that they sold good seed. But it was about me and the walk that I was walking and the talk that I was talking that allowed me to backside, fall against the wayside. And then when it came to the part about being watered, I didn't go to the places where they could water me and feed me. I went to the hood and to the corner and bought a liquor store, and it was not God or the people that were sowing seeds in me that left me. It was me that left them. So in conclusion, it's like I truly, truly want to be that good ground. And I said this last week when I spoke at church that I don't want people to look at me like bubbles, but I have to change my own ways. And it's funny, I just have to tell myself, I just have to repent. Today I was in a 99-cent store, and it's like so many times you used to, and even being with kids, they'll pick up stuff and they'll start eating it, and then by the time you get to the counter, it's gone, so you just leave it in the basket and like, okay, I'm not going to pay for it. Or, you know, they don't see it, so, you know, let me. But today I was eating a bag of Funyuns, and it tasted funny. I didn't like it no more. So when I put all my groceries on the counter, I left the Funyuns, and then I paid for everything, and I went to leave the counter, and I'm like, you're a minister. What are you doing? And so I backed up and I looked at the lady, and it was the line had gotten long and the basket was way back there. So I asked the man behind me, I said, can you reach back there in that basket back there? And he looking like, what back? I said, there's like three people behind you. I said, there's a Funyun bag in that. Can you pass it up here? And the cashier was looking like, and so I told the lady, I said, that was mine. I said, and I didn't put it in the counter, which means it hasn't been paid for. I said, so I need to pay for it. And the people in the line looked at me like, they looked at me like, is she crazy? But my thing is, I've been watered, and I know people have planted in me that what's right is right, what's wrong is wrong, and that was wrong. So this just, it really touched me tonight. This and it's made me look at all the things over my life and how you said that you have to stay in touch with God, and everything else is like idols. And so, yeah, it was good stuff. It blessed me. It blessed me tonight.
Hey, amen. I'm telling you, I was blessed also. But today's image of that scripture that you just explained. I mean, wow, look at how we show that we go through these different situations, and the word comes and says, now get yourself right. But then you got yourself right before the word. So God bless you. And you know God is keeping you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Minister Terry, welcome to Women Speak Now with myself, Pastor Ann, Minister Carolyn, and the rest of our covenant partners. Good evening.
Good evening, beautiful family. I tell you, Pastor. Good evening, sister. I tell you, beautiful, mighty woman of God. I'm listening to you, and I agree with Minister Carolyn and Pastor E and all the other listeners on board. Luke 8:5-15, you did. You broke that word down so good, girl. But I love what you said, be rooted and grounded in Christ. Because Christ, Jesus Christ, he will bring that change, the change from within. People may not see it, but that change from within. Ooh, glory be to God. Awesome words, sister. I tell you, I love you, and I love my brother, Pastor Collins, too. God bless you, and you keep bringing that word, okay? Amen. And I'm looking forward to, yes, looking forward to also to your new business center. Amen.
Yes. It's going. But, you know, I just have to let the Lord lead me. And, you know, even with that, I have to make sure that I keep him first and let him guide me in how to do things, who to connect with. And, you know, as I take different steps and keep going and going, it started out, I thought it was just, oh, this is just to be a hobby or something that just to be nice to do. And, you know, with just looking to him for his guidance, I done messed around. Now I'm looking, and I told my husband, I said, wow, this is growing into a whole company.
It's a passion. It's your passion.
Yes.
If it's your passion.
And I said, you know, and it's a blessing because I see where it's not just an avenue where, you know, where I'm concerned about the money, but it's a tool for ministry where I can meet women and young ladies and not only help them with beautifying their outside, but, you know, you can witness to them and get to know them and give them words of encouragement to help them, you know, start to transform their inside. Amen.
I tell you, sister, I love you, but however the Lord leads you, please include me. Amen.
Amen.
Love you all. Good night, family.
Love you, too. Good night.
Amen. God bless you, Minister Terry. And everyone else, come on, anybody else with any other comments, go ahead and dial 1. We got a couple of minutes left that we would love to hear from you. We know that this is the launch of our new hostess for the second Thursday every month, Minister Ann Ruth and Minister Ruth Ann Collins. That's how I was introduced to her. But the mighty woman of God has blessed us tonight with the awesome word, and we'll want to give you back the floor for any closing remarks, and then pray us out of here. God bless you.
Amen. And so I got excited, and I didn't get a chance, but yes, I am Pastor Ann Collins, Ruth Ann Collins, and we are here in Madison, Wisconsin. I am the wife of Pastor Dwayne Collins. And Pastor Dwayne Collins, he's a covenant member. You guys have heard him on every third Tuesday, where he was blessed to meet Pastor E, and he does Man Up. So it's been a blessing through him, you know. I was able to meet Pastor E, too, and get this opportunity. We are here in Madison, what we currently have going on. Keep us in prayer. We're still looking for a building for our new ministry, which will be New Hope Deliverance Center here in Madison. And we cannot wait so that we can impact our city. We believe in going out and ministering and showing love to the people of God in our community. So keep us in prayer for that. Also, I have been blessed. The minister mentioned it. I am now the CEO of my own jewelry company, and my daughter is the CEO and starting her own T-shirt and different. She also is going to be sewing and making different apparel. So keep us in prayer and encourage us for that as well. So we will pretty soon, we have been working hard to get it going, so we will be starting our business, and the name of our business will be Visions of Beauty. So that will be starting here in Madison, Wisconsin. We'll also have a online presence as well. So please keep us in prayer. And then, you know, my prayer is for you that we will keep you all in prayer also. You know, we want you all to be encouraged. And as we said, to make sure that no matter what you do, that we're grounded and rooted in Christ, amen, because that's the only thing that can bring effective change in our life, amen. So I'm going to go ahead and pray us out. I hope that you all were blessed, and that I hope that, you know, you, if it didn't hit you today, that you meditate on the word, and let it transform you and do what it needs to do. Amen. So Heavenly Father, Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord God. Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord God, for all that you are doing in our lives, Lord God. Lord, we want to thank you for brand new mercies and brand new opportunities, Lord God. Lord, we want to thank you for just waking us up every day, Lord God, just keeping us in our right mind, Lord God, for keeping us with health and strength, Lord God. For we know we didn't get up on our own accordance, Lord God, but we got up because of you, Lord Jesus. Lord, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we just want to make sure that we put you first in everything that we do, Lord God. Lord, we ask that you touch our minds, Lord Jesus. Touch our hearts, Lord God, to make sure that we are focused on you, Lord God. Make sure that we lean not unto our understanding, Lord, that we lean towards you. Lord, we want to make sure that we have you as the head of our life, Lord God. We just need you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we acknowledge you as Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, Lord God, for you are with us, Lord Jesus. Lord, you said that you would be with us no matter where we are. Lord, and we just ask that you meet us there, Lord God. Bring forth effective change, Lord God. Lord, deliver us and take anything out of us that should not be, Lord Jesus. Lord, we ask that you just minister to our hearts. Renew our minds. Get rid of that stinking thinking and renew our minds, Lord God. Give us a mind that is centered on you. Give us a heart to love you, Lord God. Give us ears to hear your word, Lord Jesus. Lord, just plant your word and root your word down in us, Lord God, so that we can be good soil. So that we can be good soil, Lord God. And I ask that you open up our minds. Give us vision, Lord God. Lord God, allow us to see ourselves not as our thinking mind wants to see us, but as how you see us, Lord God. Lord, I ask that you just touch your people, Lord God, and take control and let them allow you to do what you need to do in their lives. And all these things, Lord, we ask and we pray. Lord, we give you glory. We don't want to take any of the glory and honor, Lord, because we know that everything is all because of you. So, Lord, we ask that you touch us. And, Lord, just keep us until we meet again. Amen. Amen. Thank you all for listening. Y'all be blessed and have a good night.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.